Most Crusade Channel wannabes only get the mission half right.
Men, you are about to embark on a great crusade to stamp out runaway decency in the West.
So why settle for half-baked radio hacks crusading in mono when you can get the real deal on The Mike Church Show?
Now go do that voodoo that you do so well.
In stereo. Oh, oh, oh. The Mike Church Show's Great Crusade is on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be on a Wisdom Wednesday. Our telephone number 844-5-CRUSADE, reminding you that the brand new Crusade Channel listen line is easily accessible for you and yours. And you can use the line to call. Just go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com and look for the listen line link under how to listen. And it will give you the telephone number to call that will put you on, basically on hold, and you'll be getting a telephone feed of this show. Now, there's not a telephone feed of the other shows available. It's not a channel feed. It's a show feed, and that's the way it's designed by TalkStream Live, or you can get it at TalkStreamLive.com. And it loops this show. So it's going to record it when it's supposed to be on from 8 to 11 a.m., and it's going to play it back. It's going to loop it all day long. So if you miss part of the show and you want to catch it on telephone because you don't have Bluetooth, or you don't have broadband, or you don't have the bandwidth to stream it, well, then there you go. There's just another simple way that we never stop looking for ways to make it easier and more convenient for you to catch the Crusade Channel on the Veritas Radio Network. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Don't forget to download our apps in the App Store for the Windows Phone App Store, the iTunes Store for iPhone and iPad, and the Google Play Store for Android devices. The app's just $1.99 and gives you fingertip access to the Crusade Channel live stream, Crusade Channel host bios, showtimes, Twitter and Facebook feeds, and the all-new Crusade Channel preview feed, allowing you effortless playback of hours upon hours of your favorite Crusade content without ever having to leave the app. Can't get any easier than that. So download our app today, and please consider rating the app too. Our smartphone app delivers a Crusade Channel anywhere your mobile device works. The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio the way it should be. Tell you what else we got here on the program. And by the way, a program correction. J.D. Vance with us at 10:05. David Simpson coming up here in just about a half an hour. I'm going to get back to John Daniel Davis and Americans don't trust our institutions because they fail to prosecute crooks like Hillary. Then we have this. I thought Iowa was the heartland. What is wrong? What's in the water in Iowa? We found out last week that there's lead in the drinking water in Mordor and some of the congressional staffer offices, which explains a lot. I got to ask the question, what is in the corn in Iowa? What is wrong with you people? Joy Pullman at thefederalist.com this morning. Headline, Iowa bureaucrats force trans bathrooms on churches. Forbid non-PC preaching. So now you got to let the perverts, the dysphoric, the challenged, you're going to force them into places of worship. This is a desecration. This is a blasphemy. Of course, most people went, hey, wait a minute. Oh, I want my tax-exempt status here. Well, whenever the state says, all I say is, hallelujah, brother, how high you want me to jump? And unfortunately, all faiths, all denominations, if you will, are guilty of this. And far too many are going to say, okay, oh, that's all you want us to do? Oh, that's fine. How sick and twisted is this? And then this from Kelly Vlahos. Military industrial election. This is a story about how much money goes in to congressional elections and how much comes out to the military industrial complex. And then finally today, if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I have this one from last Thursday. I just didn't get to it. LGBT types seek to indoctrinate preschoolers. You got to start learning them about unnatural sex now at the pre-K level. What can possibly go wrong? Oh, wait a minute now. Since we program these things in and the winning side gets to choose what the narrative is, well, we know what's going to come out of this if something isn't done to stop it. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. We go to the Dude Maker hotline for just a moment here and say hello to host of My Story of America, Dr. Michael T. George, with a brand new episode coming up later on today following the True Money Show, which will be live here. So we're practically live until 2 p.m. today, Central, and then live again from 6 to 8 tonight. With brand new programming from Brother Andre Marie. Hello, Dr. George. How are you?
I am doing great, my friend. Love this live radio. Isn't it great?
It is live. It is great. Fun.
Hey, today, two big things today. Today is the launch of my new book, Author of Liberty. So folks can go now to Amazon. They can get the hard copy. They can get the Kindle version. 8 incredible stories, and the very first story in it is a guy that grew up in Afghanistan, living under the Taliban, where he experienced beheadings, stonings, all kinds of things, grew up Islamic, just an amazing story. And, of course, that segues into today's powerful story of My Story of America is where I'm interviewing the former Islamic terrorist. And just to give people a little teaser here, I was reading some on him and in his book, and he spent time not only with Yasser Arafat, he also spent time in the terrorist training camp of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya.
Oh.
So, yeah, he got a good Islamic a terrorism education, you might say.
But he's not a terrorist any longer, obviously.
He is not a terrorist any longer, no. It is an incredible story.
And is this is he the guy that writes at Shubat?
No, he actually, I don't know if he writes at Shubat or not. I don't think so. He's, his name's Kamal Saleem.
Because Andrew Bizad knew of Kamal Saleem. He didn't know him. He said, I don't know him, but I know of him. I think he has written at Shubat.
He may have. I know that him and Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin have a joint book together that they penned together a couple years ago called The Coalition. And Kamal's story is really amazing. And the fact that you're going to get the insights of how he was trained, what he was brought up actually believing, and it'll help you really get a perspective of why we're seeing these things happen and why, you know, we're experiencing them, and what can you do, and what's the only thing really you can do to stop it?
Well, so. Convert the Mohammedan is obviously the primary method of stopping it. Secondary would be stop moving them in next door.
That would be a big help, yes.
You know, after they took over the northwestern part of the northern eastern part of Spain, It took them 813 years. It took the Spanish 813 years to finally rid themselves of the marauding Mohammedans. So just imagine what it's going to take this time, because the ones that are in Europe now have been invited in. There's millions upon millions of them. And at the time, there were only tens of thousands. And that's all because it's got to be directly linked to and related to the fact that people have ignored history. They've chosen instead to believe fantasy that somehow we're immune or we're exempt from all this. And that's just, gosh, talk about dangerous and short-sighted and stupid. Anyways, I look forward to the show today and to the release of the new book. And then for all the stuff that that you'll start gathering, that'll go into My Story of America, Volume 3.
I know, people are already asking, and I'm like, dude, let me at least get this one out and promote a little bit.
Are there any book signings being planned?
Yeah, actually, I have a book signing actually this Friday at Walmart here in West Virginia, where I live, and then I've got one Saturday in Waynesville, Ohio.
Okay.
And then Sunday at a church in Sharondale, Ohio. And then got one in Wind Ridge, Pennsylvania next Sunday. Lots of things happening.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you've posted those up on your events page at VeritasRadioNetwork.com so people that are in the area can go out and come out and say hi, get a book.
Absolutely. We'll get it up.
All right, so 1 o'clock this afternoon, Central, that's 2 East, Dr. Michael T. George will regale you with yet another great My Story of America, and look for the My Story of America Author of Liberty book at fine booksellers everywhere, including this one. I got to get with you to get our supply of books as well. We'll get all that taken care of in the commercial and all that. We will talk to you real soon, my friend. Safe travels wherever you're at today. Hey, and stay away from the NSA. You know, he's coming back from a foreign country. God knows what he might be infected with.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to tell. But hey, one positive note, I have to ask.
Right.
You said you were going to play golf the other day. You left early to
I did.
Play golf, and I never heard how you played.
I played okay. I struck the irons like it was Phil Mickelson or Jason Duffner. Still having trouble with the long ball, but putted really well and managed to escape with a 93.
Not bad.
No. And the course is pretty tough. That course is like a 135 slope rating. So it was a good day. It was just hot. Oh, gosh, was it hot. Good Lord. Just a miracle that we even survive without passing out. So I hope to continue the golf progression throughout the summer and culminating in the big Ass Foundation Golf Tournament in September, which you will not be at this year.
Why not?
I thought you had an engagement.
What's the date?
I'm going to have to get September. I'm going to say this wrong and somebody's going to go, you gave the wrong date out. I think it's the 23rd.
September 23rd.
I thought you and Greg were at some big hoop-de-doo in Atlanta.
I'm not going to. I don't think I am going to be. Greg may be, but I will not be. So.
Oh, okay. Well, good. We have a chance of winning now. Fantastic.
That's right. So, hey, I saw a nice smooth 5-under last week, so hey.
Well, there you go. All right. Dr. Michael T. George, new story, My Story of America, debuting in 1 o'clock to Central, 2 East, right here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio and America stories the way they should be. Talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. 844-527-8723. I had occasion to discuss things with, as a matter of fact, I wanted to talk about this. The last week, I had several chances to bring this up and to possibly discuss it. And I just didn't work it in. Because we had so much stuff going on with Independence Day and with the prep for Independence Day, and I hope you enjoyed the pages of Independence. By the way, the download edition will be made available to Founding Brothers and higher later on, if not today, tomorrow or so. And for everyone else, we'll go on sale and the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com, right next to the Exit Stage Right t-shirts and all of our great books, of which we will be adding at least one new title later on in the middle of this month. And I wanted to talk about the process by which people are either A, proposing or are considering independence, or B, the refusal of most to not consider independence. And what's amazing to me is that if we had the concept, that's how I like to break this down. If we operated from the point of view here on the Crusade Channel or in my personal life or in my community-based public life or whatever, if we operated from the point of view that there were certain things that were conducive to good government and we could establish what they were, then we would be able to instantly see that when things were disordered or were out of order, and like when your finances are out of order, most people get them in order. When your personal life is out of order, and say you're having you're eating too much, you're getting too fat, you're drinking too much, you're staying drunk too much, well, I don't know, whatever the case may be, you're spending too much money, you become a profligate spender, so you know you racked up a bunch of debt, et cetera, et cetera. We always we can identify our personal peccadilloes or sins and seemingly seek to eliminate them or at least mitigate them. But with government, we seem to be content with merely talking about the issue or the problem, and not actually doing anything about it, instead opting for sheepalism, which is bah! Well, I began thinking about this, and I was actually going to write something about this, and then the thought occurred to me that, wait a minute, the two are inexorably linked. They're linked right together. And here's why. Most people, and look, I say this with great charity and humility, and I do not accept myself. Most of us do not have our personal order in the order it should be. Most of us have not ordered our lives and the conduct of our affairs in the manner in which we are supposed to order them, like they would have been ordered in the age of the faith. As Chris Ferrara says here on the show all the time, you just can't imagine what life would be like in living in human civilizations or societies that were organized around the truth and around the gospel magisterial truth as is meant to be, as it must be lived. And because we don't have these, things aren't in this order, it makes it that much more difficult to see the disorder that surrounds us. This just really is the problem. And ultimately, here on Independence Week, independence really does come down to the individual. And the now, this is ironic, isn't it? Because it's kind of, you have to juxtapose the words, cross from one another. You have to be dependent upon the order of Christendom or the order of living the gospels and a magisterial life, and then independent so that you are free to do so. You see how that works? So you have a dependence on something that will that can deliver the good, the true, and the beautiful. And you use that dependence then to claim independence from anything that would detract from it. If we could just teach that, if we could just get people to conform their minds to that reality. Who sang the song, What a Wonderful World This Would Be? I mean, seriously, think about that. When I was reading from Forrest MacDonald earlier today about how winner gets to write the story here in America, and it doesn't matter what the truth of the story actually is. All that matters is there allegedly was a debate, one side won and one side lost. The side that won then gets to write the story, or then gets to promote or live out the storyline or whatever the debating point was that they were on the winning side of. That's no way to run a society. You know, if you have the criminal, all you had to do was let the criminal class run the show. And then isn't that pretty much what has happened? So you need the dependence of the right order, which we can know, and I think our minds, intellectual minds, if they're open with goodwill, do know them when we see them, or do know the good, right, the beautiful, the true, and all that. And then you have so that's a dependence that then can foster an independence. A lot of thoughts to hold in your mind at the same time. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. Wisdom Wednesday will roll on here next with David Simpson. And we'll continue this conversation. And then you're not going to want to miss a special interview with J.D. Vance on the bad faith of the white working class. All that is on its way next here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel. We are right here today on a Wisdom Wednesday and part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.